Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the anatomy of a social media rumor during the Boston bombing.
But first, the massive fire that burned for hours at Nairobi's international airport today has been contained. No casualties being reported, but there are fears of a huge economic impact. And while there are no immediate signs of terrorism, the fire coincides with the 15th anniversary of the bombing of U.S. embassies in Kenya and neighboring Tanzania. Hundreds of people were killed in those attacks, which also helped bring Osama bin Laden to public attention in the U.S. For more on the fire, we're joined by NPR East Africa correspondent Gregory Warner, who is in Nairobi. Gregory, welcome.
Thank you.
So what more do we know at this point about the fire?
Well, the fire started in the early morning hours, and it began in the arrival hall, which, if you think of the wheel, it's sort of the hub, the center of the wheel, so it's very difficult to access. And then the fire traveled like a blowtorch, basically down these long hallways leading to immigration and baggage claim, completely gutting out the International Arrivals Building.
But we still don't know the cause, right?
Right. The cause is completely unknown. There's been no official explanation for the cause, but a lot of speculation.
Well, what is the scene at the airport now? We're reading that parts of it are back in operation.
Right. The domestic terminal was not affected at all. So domestic passenger flights and cargo flights are supposed to be up again at some point today. But the international flights are not going in or out for the immediate future. And if you think about it, I mean, even if the international flights could be routed to the other runways, immigration officials have no way of processing the documents because all the scanners, the equipment was all destroyed. So officials have to figure out alternatives to everything before flights can get back in operation.
And it's pretty unusual to see a fire burn for such a long time at a major international airport. There are reports that fire trucks couldn't get there to the scene because of traffic on the roads and reports of people using buckets to try to douse this fire.
Yeah, I've seen those reports and other reports that the fire trucks were 2 or 3 hours late. Some complaints from stranded passengers who were tweeting, you know, where are the fire trucks? But as bad as traffic gets in the city, I think one of the biggest delays was equipment shortages. Apparently, the entire city of Nairobi, and this is a city of 3 million people, does not have a working fire engine that can handle this kind of blaze. So the leading newspaper here, the Daily Nation, reported last month the fire department had to auction off its last three working fire trucks to pay a $1,000 repair bill. That might have been a very, very costly repair job, as it turns out.
Now, Gregory, as you say, we don't know the cause of this fire, and people are not saying that this is terrorism. But I should say it comes on the 15th anniversary to the day of the attacks on the U.S. embassies in Africa, including in Kenya. It comes as the U.S. is reacting to a major terrorist threat and closing embassies in Africa and the Middle East. The Nairobi embassy is open. But still, what about that, Gregory?
Well, Nairobi officials have been on high alert for all the reasons you say. The coincidence of the anniversary, the closing of the U.S. embassies across Africa and the Middle East. Look, a fire of this magnitude does not seem purely accidental. But even if it was an act of arson, it wasn't necessarily terrorism. A fair amount of suspicion has fallen on a local, extremely well-connected and wealthy businessman whose duty-free shops were forcibly closed last week and who had a big local beef with airport officials and the government. And this fire comes just 2 days after a mysterious fuel pipeline malfunction on Monday, which shut down the airport and grounded dozens of flights on Monday. And airport officials tell me, you know, that kind of pipeline malfunction is very rare, just as rare as a fire of this size at a major airport.
Gregory, talk about the economic impact of this or the potential. This is a huge airport in the region, a key hub, and a lot of trade goes through there.
A lot of trade. Kenya exports 1/3 of all the fresh flowers in Europe. Hmm. And, you know, fresh flowers, they don't last. So if these airlines don't get back in operation, if the cargo flights don't get operation, that could have a huge ripple effect. Also, Kenya exports 1/5 of all the tea in the world.
Wow.
22%. So these are massive industries that's going to take a huge hit on a relatively small economy like Kenya. Plus, this airline shutdown comes at the height of tourism season and the height of the great migration of the wildebeest that the tourists pay good money to see on safaris. So this could have a countrywide but also a regional impact, as East Africa is really fighting to be treated as a market on par with other emerging markets around the world, like China, like Brazil, like India.
And what's the reaction in Kenya to all of this?
I was at the 15th anniversary remembrance, which takes place every year at the former site of the U.S. Embassy. And these were people, survivors that I spoke to, who were very fearful that this was the second coming. This was this was the terrorist attack, or maybe the foiled or the failed terrorist attack that they have been fearing. Certainly, a lot of local press people that I've talked to also think this was not an accident, but nobody really knows what to make of it, other than they hope that their flights get back online really quickly.
NPR East Africa correspondent Gregory Warner joining us from Nairobi, where a massive fire gutted part of the international airport today. Gregory, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.